Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To be lies, know the joy within you.
That's Miss Gracie bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brad Knox is our guest, our new friend, new Brain Trust member, vice president, and counsel for the Federal Relations Division of Aflac. And he's up there in Washington, D.C., taking care of things for them and with regard to all the regulatory stuff. Brad, thanks again for hanging out with us and bringing us some good information on the Affordable Care Act, some good understanding. I won't say, you know, whether you like the law or not. Most small business owners do not like the Affordable Care Act. You know that, right, Brad?
I'm aware that it's created some consternation and some anxiety for small business owners.
Well, the problem is we don't know what to do about it. You know what I mean? And every time they change the law, we think, okay, what if I had just spent a lot of time learning about what they previously said, and now they've changed it again. Now I've got to learn something else. I think people have gotten kind of numb to it, and that's the reason why I'm glad that you're here with some facts about this. One of the facts that I want you to talk to us about is the small business tax credit. How does that work?
Well, it was designed, Jim, for small employers. Well, let me just step back really quick. You know, the requirement for employers to offer insurance doesn't apply to small businesses. So what under the ACA, there's an incentive for small employers to offer coverage. It does have the benefit of offering up to 50% of the tax credit for the premiums paid, right. But it's got some requirements like, you know, coverage has to be purchased through the shop marketplace, which is an online small business exchange, right, where they can purchase coverage, and the employer has to cover at least 50% of the cost. Now, I want your audience to know.
When you say employer, at what level of employment?
So, employer has to cover. They have to have fewer than 25 full-time equivalent employees.
Okay.
And with an average annual wage base less than $50,000.
Right.
So they have to have both of those in order to qualify.
Mm-hmm. For the tax credit.
And
how much does the tax credit amount to?
Up to 50%.
Okay,
so it
all
scales
right.
Based on the wage base and the number of employees.
All right. So now you've given us this information. Where can we go to find out more details? Is there? Can we do this? Does Aflac have a site for this? Are you guys helping people? Have you got a report or a white paper on this? Or what do you got?
Well, in fact, thank you for asking. Aflac.com has done a number of pieces on health reform specifically targeted to small businesses. So they can just go to Aflac.com and look under, there's a link for employers, and there's a healthcare reform documentation there. On the small business tax credit, they can also go to the IRS.gov website.
Right.
And find that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Are your reps good at providing information on this? Your field reps?
They are. They've been trained in a lot of the information that is on Aflac.com. They have available specific training for our agents and brokers.
Well, that's what I thought, because, I mean, you guys, a lot of people, I mean, you guys are all over the place. Most people listening know somebody with Aflac, so folks, ask them about that. What about the employer mandate, the penalties?
Well, so everyone's heard about it, but the thing that small employers may not realize, I mean, they've had what's called this transition period, where under the law it was supposed to be 50 or more full-time employees,
right.
Employers with that have to offer compliant coverage. Well, the administration saw that it was going to be really difficult, so what they've done is said, okay, in 2015, you have to have 100 or more. And you have to apply that to 70% of your population.
So the mandate's gone up from 50 to 100.
Just for 2015. That's a transition period.
Just for that year.
That's right. In 2016, 50 or more full-time employees, including equivalents, have to offer compliant coverage or be subject to the employer mandate.
More changes, more moving the goalposts.
Well, in this case, it was originally the 50 or more,
right.
But they realized it couldn't be complied with.
No, it's a good thing. I know there's There are a lot of small business owners out there between 50 and 100 are breathing easy right now about that. No question about it. So okay, folks, that's the news on that. That'll give you a little bit of a tip on what you should start looking for when you go to DOL, DepartmentofLabor.gov, and also IRS.gov. Check out Aflac.com to see some of the things that they've got on this. Let's wrap it up, Brad, with the news about the exchanges. What's going on there?
Well, you know, what we're finding is that this year, you know, small employers that wanted to offer coverage or continue to offer coverage were not able to go online to the shop exchange. They had to, really send in a paper application, and I think that hurt the enrollment.
Right.
What we're finding, though, in both the public and private exchanges, we're finding small businesses really sending a lot of their folks to the public exchange because they're finding that might be easier for them. For now, I think they're just last week, CMS, the federal government opened up five different states for an early application, which was New Jersey, Delaware, Illinois, Ohio, and Missouri, just to see how it would work. So I think this year is sort of a test year for employers if they're going to use the shop exchange or not. Now the private exchanges offer another option.
And that's something a lot of people don't realize. There are lots of private exchanges out there.
There are lots of private exchanges.
That suffice.
That's exactly right. And the private exchanges are more flexible. The private exchanges can offer products like Aflac, the voluntary supplemental products. And the public exchanges can't do that.
Right. Hey Brad, we're out of time, but there's we could probably do another show on just on the exchanges.
I believe we could. Jim.
Would you come back and help us sort through that in the next couple of weeks or so?
Happy to.
All right. Thank you for being here. Good job today, Brad Knox, ladies and gentlemen, with the Public Relations Federal Relations Division of Aflac. We'll get him back another day. He did a good job today, and we got more to talk to him about. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.